It is September 26, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Henry Schwartz of SIBO shared on LinkedIn that effective today, there are 55 expiration cycles available for SPX index options. Longest dated expiry is December 2027, while short-term weeklies give traders the choice of any expiration any day in the next 3 weeks. I believe this type of extreme product extension is making the best of a really good thing. CoinDesk has a story about the best universities for blockchain for 2022, and the University of Zurich came up number three. You have to look to Asia for the top two. The number one university, the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, the National University of Singapore was the number two slot. For the record, the University of Edinburgh in the heart of the Lothian region of Scotland, the sixth oldest university in the English-speaking world, is ranked number 41. Luc Fortin, president and CEO of the Montreal Exchange and global head of trading at TMX Group, shared on LinkedIn 2 days ago that Canada's five-year bond futures, CGF, reached a new daily volume record of 96,954 contracts, reflecting strong demand for cost-efficient capital exposure to midterm interest rate risk and duration. StoneX is now providing access to environmental options and futures contracts on Nodal Exchange via its StoneX financial subsidiary, the trade reported. The trade show is in Chicago this week at Navy Pier from September 28th to 29th. In the latest episode of Hong Kong Exchange Voice podcast, Hong Kong Exchange Head of Policy and Secretariat Services of the Listing Division, Catherine Ning, talks about the momentum to create a more inclusive and gender-balanced boardroom, as well as what Hong Kong Exchange sees as its role in fostering board diversity and more broadly in a diverse corporate culture across all levels of companies in Hong Kong. LCH has a new white paper out titled LCH Forex Clear, UMR and the Growth of Client Clearing. The uber-talented Debbie Carlson announced she is a contributing writer to Britannica Money. Britannica Money launched on Friday, and its executive editor is former JLN hand Doug Ashburn. The 27th annual SIBO Risk Management Conference will be held in Reykjavik, Iceland, bringing together practitioners in the derivatives and digital asset markets, Academy Award-winning filmmakers Jimmy Chin and Chai Vasarhili, who made the film The Rescue, will deliver the keynote address. The conference will be held October 17th to the 21st. You can learn more with the link in today's newsletter. Eurex is hosting Derivatives Forum Amsterdam 2022 on October 11th. The forum is co-hosted with ABN AMRO Clearing Bank and sponsored by Optiver. You can learn more with the link in today's newsletter. The United Nations Sustainable Stock Exchanges, SSE, initiative today launched the Derivatives Exchange Database, which contains data on a dozen exchange members. The SSE says the data will expand and deepen over time. You can view the database with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Michael Patek, The Game of Trading. In this video from MarketsWiki Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago. Michael Paddock, founder of Top Step Trader, analyzes the game of trading and how to find success. After suffering three $30,000 losses while trading during college, Paddock retooled his approach and subsequently started Top Step Trader. The simulation platform at Top Step Trader helps new traders learn how to manage risk and maintain discipline. If they can prove they are profitable, Top Step Trader will fund their account. Paddock doesn't want new traders to make the same mistakes he did and sees this as a way to enable talent in the markets regardless of background. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Wired. The wild plan to export sun from the Sahara to the UK. An ambitious cable project aims to power thousands of homes with renewable energy by 2030. By the time Scotland's Hunterston B nuclear power station closed in January of this year, its dual reactors had produced enough energy to power 1.8 million British homes for 46 years. It also provided over 500 jobs to people living in one of the country's most deprived areas. Now a project born of the tide of a new era of energy production will take its place. My comment, string a cable from where there is wind or sun seems pretty smart. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Climate change forces French vineyards to alter the way they make wine. Growers change grape varieties and reshape the landscape to protect some of the world's most valuable vineyards from warmer temperatures. The wildfire began on an unusually dry summer day in a forest bordering the Liberpater Vineyard. Winemaker Luc Pesquet saw the flames rise and spread towards his precious vines, which produce Bordeaux that sells for $30,000 a bottle. Hours before evacuating, Mr. Pesquet and his staff destroyed the grass around the vineyard to prevent it from catching fire and dug trenches to block the blaze's path. He also sprayed local trees with water drawn from the vineyard's pond. The vineyard was spared. My comment, say it ain't so. What is next? Twist off tops? Here's a story from the Financial Times. Crypto industry is not as ethical as private equity, says buyout billionaire. Orlando Bravo has personally championed Bitcoin, while his firm, Thoma Bravo, has a stake in FTX. Orlando Bravo, the billionaire co-founder of Thoma Bravo and Bitcoin enthusiast, has said he was disappointed to find that ethical standards in parts of the crypto industry are not as high as in private equity. Bravo, whose buyout group invested about $150 million in Sam Bankman-Fried's cryptocurrency exchange FTX last year and has stakes in four other businesses in the sector, said in an interview with the Financial Times that his firm is pausing investments in other crypto companies. My comment, bravo to Thoma for using crypto and ethics in the same sentence. Here's a story from NPR. Jupiter is coming closest it's been to Earth in 59 years on Monday. The gas giant Jupiter is coming the closest it has to Earth in 59 years this Monday and will be particularly visible because it coincides with another event called opposition. When in opposition, a planet is on the opposite side of Earth from the Sun, so you could draw a straight line from the Sun to the Earth to Jupiter, all in alignment. Jupiter's opposition happens every 13 months. Looking from the Earth, when the Sun sets in the west, Jupiter will rise in the east, directly opposite. During opposition, planets appear at their biggest and brightest. My comment, I don't remember Jupiter being this close when I was two. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Success at Work is Warped by Your Coworker's Salaries from the Wall Street Journal. Second was Ken Griffin moved Citadel out of Chicago after a colleague was robbed at gunpoint, report from the New York Post. Third was CFTC warns DeFi traders exercise of governance tokens could result in personal liability for illegal activities of DeFi protocol from Catton. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times. The financial system is still dealing with the fallout from 2008. Questions we should have addressed on regulation, transparency, and capital requirements remain unanswered. Watching the heads of several major U.S. banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup, being grilled in front of Congress last week, I couldn't help but be reminded of that familiar image of downcast chiefs of systematically important financial institutions on the Hill following the 2008 crisis. This time around, politicians wanted to know not what Wall Street had done wrong, but what they were planning to do right should there be another crisis. Either geopolitical, yes, the bank heads would pull out of China if Taiwan was invaded, or financial. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, crisis-level risks loom in Asia as major currencies crack. Asian markets risk a reprise of crisis-level stress as two of the region's most important currencies crumble under the onslaught of relentless dollar strength. The yuan and yen are both tumbling due to the growing disparity between an uber-hawkish Federal Reserve and dovish policy makers in China and Japan. While other Asian nations are digging deep into foreign exchange reserves to mitigate the dollar's damage, the yuan and yen slump are making things worse for everyone, threatening the region's mantle as a preferred destination for risk investors. The renminbi and yen are big anchors, and their weakness risks destabilizing currencies to trade and investments in Asia, said Vishnu Varathan, head of economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank Limited in Singapore, using another name for China's currency. We are already heading towards global financial crisis levels of stress in some aspects. Then the next step would be the Asian financial crisis if losses deepen. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, investors pile into insurance against further market sell-offs. A surge in put options reflects fear of more asset price falls as central banks take action against inflation. Investors are buying record amounts of insurance contracts to protect themselves from a sell-off that has already wiped trillions of dollars off the value of U.S. stocks. Purchases of put option contracts on stocks and exchange-traded funds have surged, with big money managers spending $34.3 billion on the options in the 4 weeks to September 23rd, according to Options Clearing Corporation data analyzed by Sundial Capital Research. The total was the largest on record in data going back to 2009 and four times the average since the start of 2020. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.